הנפש, דף שימפה חס, השני מוסר. קם שצרף חס ו... צרף חס מהנפש. חס בנודם לנפשו היא... מן שבמי כחס מהנפש את המסל, ואיז הם יסלי בו היא... At a time when his heart is storming, המיו, the heart is storming, וחריצוסוי על אוילם, when he's sharpening on worldly things, b'chol ishtadlusa in all his efforts, tachnistach v'loisav, v'sof yecholtoi. Imagine a person is involved in a tremendous business deal, and you've been written up in the newspapers, and you've been out to close the biggest real estate transaction, the whole world is talking about it, and your heart is bouncing away, you know, Hemia Slivoi, Acharitsusoi, and Hemia, he's storming like Hemia, like Mahmoin Galov, when the storms of the sea are storming, it's Mahmoin Galov. That's Hemia Slivoi. Yeah, when the heart pounding. Is storming,
pounding,
that's exactly when the heart is pounding away. Acharitsusoi alo oilam, and his charitsus and his sharpness and his cutting off worldly things. When he's putting all his effort, the tachlistach b'loisav puts in the end drop of his trickiness, the sofichot, his end capability, he's putting in his whole energy in his business.
Right.
All his strategies is put into that. V'yishkon imoy, and simultaneously should weigh b'zoisoy, how much he is neglecting and not important for him, Binyone Achris, and thinks what's going to happen in the end when you're going to die. Vivusoi, in his going away, Mavoyda Selakov, Mavoyda Selakov. At the time when he's so pepped up with his worldly things, look how negligent you are about the end of the days you're going to die. I mean, when I come to this part of the Chavisos, I will never forget the beautiful statement that got a patch in my face. It was beautiful. I was young, I was very energetic, and I was in real estate. I was very young, 22, 23, and I was negotiating. I was really, it was, had me up to leave. I said, Mama, I told I'm going to conquer the world. I met an uncle of mine, a big time with Chochan. He was speaking. And how are you doing? And I was talking away 10 miles an hour, what are you involved? This. And he listens. And he responds to me one way. He says, you know, I just turned 35. I'm just going over to the other half of my life. I'm starting from now on smelling the grave. I can't be excited like you. I'm smelling the grave on the other side. That's what he told me. I walked away. He says, well, you have to wait till 35 to start smelling that. You could start smelling it right now. You don't have to make 35, half of your age. You know, every day is 70 years. Why you have to wait till 35 to understand it, to start bending to the other half? You could start at 20 to 23. And I ran away from him. All that what you said to me, I was like steaming away, talking so excitedly about, exciting about business. And he responded to this, says, you know, I tell you the truth, it doesn't excite me. I just turned 35. I'm going into the other half of my life, you know, going downwards, not smelling the grave. It doesn't excite me anymore. That's all that he told me. This was this patch. This was this chesman message. But we are so excited about stupidities, because no matter how much the world has to offer, it's nauseates me. And it's when I see male secular person, it doesn't think about the chesman. I see elachin, emzdeg elachin, when you see the fire in the eyes, it comes to business, excitement about not only business. This is kibitzing about politics, about any things. You see the excitement. At the time, what is the chesed? It says the beautiful. He puts his word. Yishkol ima. Let evaluate right when you're excited about the solidity. Bezoisoi. When you're mevaze, you're putting the shame like binyone achisoi. Yes, what's his tachos? It doesn't even come in. You don't even think about it. You're busy with nonsense. How could you be so excited about something which will not give you anything in the end? It's also to put a shame, but it's going to be Yon Achris. You're totally notorious of Yisrael, means also you just you go away, my avoid the Selokov. Boss, you to Machshaf, the Yon Alomoy. Boss, he will find Machshaftoi, his Machshav in Yon Alomoy, Haromoshev and Machshavois. And he will find that. In Yonam from this world it takes the highest priority in your machshava, so the chalto boy, and the hopes which you have in life, haroma shavet tachol is the highest hopes. Because nothing of this will give you what you excited. Nothing in the end. You see, when a person sees, and this is actually. When you see when people have absolutely no conception. Why they're living for. It's not because they're doing wrong, they're doing right things. But when you could see that people say happy, easy, they waste the time talking nonsense, narishkat and politics, and you see that they could be excited over stupidities, and they put that as the highest purpose of life, the highest goals of life. They don't think tachlis. Achuka eish. This is mamish like a fire. Kochol asher toisif eitzim, as always you add wood on it. Kumasifro makes bigger flames. And the whole heart, the whole intention, Moishchem Elav Yamulai is being put to that day and night. In any Choshev La'oyev, he will not consider somebody is a lover to him. He wouldn't say anyone who is loving him, only one who helps him to that. Nobody is a friend, who is straightening out. Yitzpeli Itois, and he will always look out for time, Yitzra Mishorim, to collect more, gather more businesses, Yitzra Mishirosam, when it's the season of selling, when it's the time of savings, his whole life is in only in this, the whole thing is only in that. It's like in Yonei Ashar, he always looks the Wall Street Journal, you know, the stock market, in Yonei Ashar always looks the market, the Choyker al Yoyker al Schoyer is always available, which costs more, the Zilosam Valoysam, when it's cheap, when it's going down, the Ridosam, the whole Kapsa Oret, where is it, you know, the marketplaces all around the world. Nothing will hold it back. Melechus bedrochem alachoykem. We will fly to Hong Kong. We'll go to Nigeria. Or choyim v'loikor. Let it be hot and clouds. V'loisara yam. Nothing will hold him back. Even stormy seas. V'loirach haderech v'midvores to go dangerous ways in the desert. Ach kolze. Everything he will do. L'tikvosa v'isop shegel tachlis. He will accomplish. He will get. He'll become a millionaire. He's going to make his business. V'ein tachlis. When the truth, there's no end to it. It's very possible that all his efforts will be for nothing. Nothing will come up. In the end, it's only going to have the pain and all the struggle. In the end, it's going to end up. Everyone is doing it for a dream, for fantasies that he's going to make it. And most of the people never make it. But even if he makes it, what does he get for it? Even if he accomplished part that he wanted, maybe he's not going to have Kim Shmirosam and Ogos Ratsnosam and Abgoim. All he's going to do is going to watch him that he shouldn't be hurt at Shiela Mishinigzal, that boy, until he's going to watch the money shouldn't get lost, for whom the money is designated. Im Bechayab, is it in his life? He's going to have to leave this money half of his life. Or he's going to be left the money after his death. As I say, he's working in order to make his wife a rich widow. She will be able to marry for a second husband, and the second one will enjoy his money for which he works very hard and wants to make a happy life for each life. Who knows? Most of the time, he's never going to get it. And if he's going to get it, for how long will he get it? Half of his life, he usually has the money, because people kill themselves to make the money, then the money comes and kills him, and the wife is left a rich widow, and all his previous competitors are chasing his wife for his money which he has made. And he sees that his money, but he killed himself, he got killed, and his wife is having a good time with this money with somebody else, whom he was competing before. It's also
everybody says
the melati
for the kin. For the kin.
Yeah.
Let me see who is this
guy. For who? Extra effort putting in for money, don't struggle to become rich. Let go your wisdom in it. The Sipur Madza Nimtza, when he tells us how much pain is there which we find in money, he just lifts your eyes and it's gone. You work, and overnight you lose it. Either you lose the money loses you. If you made the money, you die.
If you never did money, the money dies. It's nothing. But in a chokham achar, in the Rabbi Melech says the Isha Rishon Hashtad Lusayinu B'inyan Mosam Asipik Bilvad. And Rabbi Melech said in established when we are running gishtadl after food, only just to provision of food, nothing. B'inyan Mosam Asipik Bilvad, the one who chases money only for the sake of existing. For Amrin says, Giyaka Pecho Ki Soichat. If you're going to stow with your hands only for the amount that you need to eat, then you're fortunate, then it's good for you. If you only put in effort just to survive, just to live, and you're happy with it, then it's Shekhov Teivlov. But if you work for a little bit extra, forget it. All your life is going to be a struggle.
It says,
not
that's
the Kotzke.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
The Kotzke. That's the side of it. Yigia kapecho. See, be happy just to put it. Why? Because the minute people put in, this is in America the biggest corner. This is America the biggest corner. As if Shimshon Pinkus says, over in America, people don't love money. People love to make money. The kick is to make money. The money is nothing. Money is worthless. Even either people spend them like nothing, either they close them up and they never benefit from the money. You know, that people relate to money two extreme ways. Either they're stingy, they lock them up and they see this, they never see it again. The state lawyer sees it. And in the Chas Hashem, you have to eat from money which is put away in CDs. It's like opening a CD, it's like a tragedy.
What is a CD?
A CD in a bank. Or he spends, either he spends the money like nothing. Once he makes the money, he spends them like for nothing. So what do people in America enjoying? Making money. How do you make? Making a living. You got a kick out of it. Making money. This is in America. And why is this? Because this is cheshbon hanefesh. When people get a liking, get a love, like, and I admit, I used to feel it. That turned me off. That turned me, I realized that Ish is not panosa. Ish is making money, making it. I mean, I made a good deal. I was much more delighted and happy, capable of effort. And nobody stopped me, by the way. I had this one good uncle, which he nicely put it in my words like that. But that standard in the Semedrash, the standard in the Mikvah Shmuz, and unfortunately, but many rabbonim clap you in plates. Ah, you're a good businessman, you know. Give me the tzedakah, become oirach hakoved, become ados. Nobody stopped you. Hey, you're being literally trained today to respect a person as a good businessman because the Moisdus needs you. Let's build Moisdus. Yeah, Moisdus. And today's time, Baruch Hashem, that every dinner and every tzedakah gathering is with oirach hakoved, with the plagues, with alamaisas, with napa newspapers, with all those things. And the shines to beautiful rabbonim and rebbes are sitting by and snapping pictures of that. This is one of the biggest tragedies which people don't realize. This is this cheshbon hanefesh, which the Chayyim Sofer says, because we grow our youth and our bochurim. Listen, I could be like, I tied this already 30 years ago. I tied this 30 years ago. Why are you making such a? It's true, we need the money, but when you're undermining the whole thing that the young yeshiva bochur says, well, it's important. You learn fine, but if you make money, you could be a real somebody. You could be somebody. And I must say, I was one of those victims. And a natural victim. There was nobody who took it out for me. Nobody who took it out for me, except my rebbeim, which they were not alive at that time. Who money was for them nothing, and COVID was for them nothing, and that let me snap out of it. But I got scared of my own shadow when I saw, all of a sudden, the main thing is business, and you made money. It's a Kiddush Hashem, like, you know, Chassidish guy could make a good business, because you could show for the lawyers, you could show that you could, you know, your deals, you know, your businesses. It's a Kiddush Hashem too. Halamas is a Chilul Hashem. You could use your energy, you could use your smartness, you could use it in the Semedish, you could use it in Torah. Give it to Yisrael Kodesh Baruch Hu. What are you? You're competing with every Dick and Harry. Yeah. What do you get out of it? But it's a very delicate line, and today it's getting worse and worse and worse. And this is this cheshbon hanefesh. This is that you get a love of you get and being admired by society. And that's called success. This is called success. Now, this is today's biggest nisoyin in today's generation. And the only hope to cure this is the Baal Tshuva movement. They are the only one who are not a real genuine Baal Tshuva, who is not respecting business, not respecting money, because they're turning away for it. It's a laughter. I tell you this frankly, the only way this will turn back Am Yisrael to this, the right derech, we're going to have enough Bnei Torah Baal Tshuva, which they're going to laugh it off the whole thing. I say, if a person goes into New York City and doesn't look the big skyscrapers, 6th Avenue, 5th Avenue, Rockefeller Center, downtown, doesn't look at it as a game of Monopoly, And the people around is the people who just ran out of the Bronx Zoo from the gorilla section, and running around it like the Letchworth Village, a town of people running around, and playing this Monopoly game, and even worse off because they don't even know they're inmates, they don't even know they are retarded. They think they're living a real life, and they're so sick. If a person doesn't come to that level to look at the situation naturally in such a way, he's a part of it. He's a part of it. He's competing with his retarded people. I mean, you have to be so much above, so much aloof, and especially now when we see so many things are happening in the world, you see that Mamash, the Heavenly Mashiach, Kodesh Baruch Hu is roaming around, and you see what's happening, and life is meaningless unless you're giving a meaning. It's nothing. Overnight you could lose everything. Countries, governments, overnight they lose everything. As it says clearly, we leave everything for somebody else. And people put so much emphasis. This cheshbon is totally, totally ignored today. V'chein shal ha-chosed me'lahav loses la min ha-mozen da'i sepukoi. And so had he asked Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me just an avatani laharchim v'ne oishet, don't give me richness, ha-mebel ha-moesoros, that give me luxury. V'reish ha-mebel ha-veiros ha-musa v'atoira. Shlomo Melech asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu two things. Don't make me extremely rich, and don't make me extremely poor. Just give me exactly what I need. Why? Because you make me rich, I'm going to get the nisyonos of a rich, of luxury, of God's going to carry me away. If you're going to make me extremely poor, you're going to be the nisyonos of cheating and lying. Please give me what I need. I should be able to dedicate and focus. Just have enough. Okay. Two requests I have from you, Hashem, for Shlomo Melech. Reish v'oysher al titali. Don't give me poverty and don't give me richness. Hatrifeini lechem chiki. Just give me my food which I have to eat. The most fortunate person is who just makes barely his parnosa. Baruch Hashem doesn't have a penny more and doesn't have a penny less. Now, how do you know do you ask that? Very simple. If you make a little bit more, you give it away. It's good. You give it away. It's good to live. Somebody asked me, what's wrong a worker who puts away money to marry off his child? He gives mice, he gives chaymish, and he puts away, lay away money, and it's going to have to be chasen, and he's going to put there's nothing wrong with it, except you're going to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's good to live always with the minimum. We have to be, the oichlamon, le nisne teire ele le oichlamon. It's a beautiful message. Le nisne teire, teire is not being given le oichlamon, those have given the man. What does it mean? Torah should be given today too, because Baruch is nice in a Torah today too. Baruch Hashem nice, because Baruch present gives Torah. And there is Oich Leman today too. What is Oich Leman? Man means you have what you need today. You don't worry about tomorrow. The Oich Leman couldn't put away man from tomorrow. They couldn't put away, trap it away. Oich Leman is the person who has Panosa today. He has enough what he needs today, and he lives for tomorrow with Betochan Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A person who could live peacefully, calmly today. With Bitochen HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he's a Mekabel HaTorah. He could learn Torah. Because he lives with HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The one who puts away for tomorrow and he relies on the layaway, on the savings of tomorrow, that means then the Torah is not, you're not fully Pazo Melech Torchel, Omaim Shir Tishre Kachu Darko Shel Torah. Torah, to see Efsat Hashmain, Atzlochus HaTorah, for you and for your children, you must have your reliance on HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's Oich Leman. The Oich Leman means today, have enough today and don't worry for tomorrow. Now, you have to be in a madrega. So it cannot be ordered to a person, don't put away money for the marrying of your children, because if he's getting nervous, that's the chelik ha-shtavos that you mechiyav. Shtavos is a klola. To be mishtavos is a klola, is a curse. And who is deserved to be cursed? The one who deserves it. Why deserves it? Because he's not tranquil, he's not bateach. However, if a person comes to madrega that he could just as easily, beautifully, happily live, without having something in the bank. You know, there was Rabbi Aaron Koshnitzer, I think I told it here. He had was a great man, was a very hidden man in Warsaw before he passed away in the Holocaust. He was a Koshnitzer Einiker. And he had a habit that every Shabbos, every Friday afternoon, went to the mikveh, emptied out his money, and he went into Shabbos penniless, always. I told the Rebbe, the Zohar Kodesh, that Shabbos brings the bracha for the following week. He didn't want to have leftover anything for the previous week. He wanted Shabbos totally relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he came into Shabbos penniless. It's a beautiful feeling when a person says, I'm out on your mercy, I'm out to you. He gave me my panosa today, Baruch Hashem. Hey, tomorrow I'm yours. I belong to you. Worry for me. That's a nice. That's the nosa tzei le'oichleman. This is called oichleman. This is an, and that's what the Shlomo Melech has. Don't give me rage. Give me. Don't give me riches. Don't give me poverty. Don't give me lechem chuki hatrifeni. Now lechem chuki means chuki choik. Nice choik b'chol yom. Because Baruch gives him the daily food. Because Baruch feeds him. That's the man. Because the month, the way it took place 4 years in the Midbar, is still taking place, but it's dressed up in Teva, it's dressed up in nature and business, and it, you may mislead yourself that you're taking it, accumulating this, but it's still the original month. And the original month was Lechem Chuki Atifeni. Every day you got your portion of month. Now, if a person, even today when you have all this attraction, you could be sidetracked, and he says, Baruch Shalom, I want your month, I don't want all this thing. And I need my panos of today. I'm happy today. I'm working. I'm making my daily wages. I'm making my weekly wages. I'm eating. I'm fine. I'm giving tzedakah. And for this, what's going to be next week? I'm yours. You give me today, you're going to be to. That's the highest madrega of bitochen. And if a person lives with it very comfortably and is happy, and therefore, Chazal say, Rashi brings, therefore a person should not live on a high lifestyle, because then he has to put in more effort to make his lechem chuki. So then he has less time to dedicate himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
But there's a lacha, no person can't give more than a flat mission. May you lose all your assets. It's,
you know,
a lacha. But no, not a millionaire where you're not saying a normal person.
Let me give you answers on it. Okay. First of all, you have to establish the fact if you're giving. Who says you're giving? You're taking. You know, I'll say you shouldn't give more than a master give a flat mission. The word giving, when is the word giving? When I feel whatever I have is mine. It's mine. And I'm giving. Who could say whatever is mine is mine? Who feels whatever he has is his? That's number one. Okay, he will stop right away. I mean, who feels that? If somebody feels that whatever I have is not mine, I don't deserve it. I received, it's not mine. So first of all, it doesn't fall into the category. I never gave anything. So far I received, you see.
Okay.
You're only taking, that's number one. Number two, Parzokas HaToyre, there's no Chemish, there's no Meiser. That's the Chofetz Chaim bring what Emes HaSat Shuvah Sarashba, Sarishni. Fachzokas HaToyre. And today, most of the tzedokas which go Fachzokas HaToyre, they don't go in the category of tzedokah b'chlal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, to marry off poor people, and to give tzedokah for feeding people, as a scholar. In this area, you don't have to give more than a chaymish. But that's not allowed to give you money, but who knows, as I told you. As I told you. But for Torah, there's no such a thing, you're not allowed. For Torah, you could call it a Mat Vesai.
You're mafkered.
What?
Saying you're mafkered, took my doors.
Not your mafkered.
Well, money has a halakha status. It's not mine. But then, you know,
you're right.
Anyone's going to walk in and make a withdrawal from your bank account. No, of course not. That's my bank account with my secret code number to, you know. So. Hashkafically,
you're right. I just emphasize hashkafadik. First, emphasize hashkafadik. Can you justify it to yourself? Okay. Now halachically, there's a chiyuv sarashva. That's for chazaka satay. To give money for also meach is not tzedakah. To build tzayir is not tzedakah. To build tuition, to give tuition for your children, to build money for your children is a necessity more than bread. So that doesn't go b'chlal. So most of our tzedakahs of today is not in the category of Meiser and Chaymish Bachlav. Can you? Because that you're buying Torah. The Sanskrit is Zvulun, to support somebody for Torah. It's nothing to do with Tzedakah. Tzedakah means I'm giving bread to a poor man. I'm giving us a scholar marrying off a Yisrael and Yisrael. That's called Tzedakah. So that's the push up shot. And then comes the famous Balatanya in the Geres HaKodesh. He says, a person could budget his budget. He could, I'm spending 10% for this, 20% for this, so much for clothing, so much for food. But for medication, for doctor bills, there's no budget.
Mm-hmm.
What wouldn't you give to cure yourself? If a person gets sick, he will give any money. You borrow money, go into debt. And it says, that's not a shkofenig anymore. But the time says, this says, is a healthy person. But now that we are molech hatoim, and the pasuk says, "Chatoscho b'tzedok, chatoscho b'tzedoko proik," your sins you should redeem with tzedoko, and we don't want to get sick, we don't want to get yisurim. So for us, giving tzedoko, actually buying a life insurance. A life insurance, you know, you have to buy according to debt. If you owe $1 million, you have to cover $1 million life insurance. If you owe $10 million, you buy $10 million life insurance. We owe a lot of money. We owe a lot. and we have to buy life insurance against that. So this is that's al tzedakah. Al tzedakah is not b'chlal tzedakah. This already the Baal HaTanya says in the Geirus HaKodesh. It's not a shkosadik. He says yes. If a person, it means to say, let's go back to my point. If a person feels I'm protected, I'm taking care, and I'm giving tzedakah for the sake of tzedakah all I'm giving away. But when I give tzedakah, I'm buying life insurance for that, or yisurim insurance of it, because we need it for achatoyim. What wouldn't you give for your life? For your children's life, for everyone's life. So we haven't got any. Beside the point, it's interesting that I never found a makor yet. Nobody. I've asked many people. the Geirus HaGro, the Gro writes in his Tzavor, before he wanted to depart the Eretz Yisrael, he writes, you should give a chaymesh, because it says that if somebody doesn't give a chaymesh, I don't remember exactly, it's over of kama yisurah derises, a heavy yisurah that somebody doesn't give chaymesh. I don't remember exactly the very harsh words. And there's no makor in Chazal mamish. The makor is mamish to go. The go and is enough as good as enough makor. So I mean that you're not even yotzer. You have to give chaymesh. That's the minimum. You have to give to the chaymesh. And that's been passed by later. But it's that today's time with our lifestyle, we have to give chaymesh. Not ma'aser. Have to give chaymesh. As been says, because we live in very much different lifestyle. The same shon achosin melakov. And it says, if you ask, Shtayim Shalti, Machrei Shloi Shalti, Tele Tefenach, Hechi Kishorin, the Kamoi Motso Yaakov Vino Roshim, also found the Yaakov Vino Roshim, Shon Melekov Sipukoi, he asked me, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shon Melekov Sipukoi, he asked me, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he just give me enough. But Omra, when he says, No Sali Lechem Lechem Vega Lilvosh, just give me my bread to eat, and my clothes to clothe. Halo Isokit Ochi, wake up, my brother. Tira, you see, chesroin, the deficiency, what you lack, mashucharatz to olav, and what all you dedicated yourself, from mahavtel, while you were hasting yourself, lahamid gufcha linyono, you wanted to establish your physical situation, you want to establish yourself, asher lo tasmid l'chol chevrosoi, which even you establish yourself, you're not going to be with it, kim smamot on a little bit. Lo put it, and even while you have it, you can't take away from a pain, but even while you have it, you're still full of pain and worry. It's not pure use. You see, all your dedication, which you dedicate yourself to get established in business, to get, even if you get it, you only get it for a little while. And while you get it, it's not all use, and you're always going to be. Even while you have it, you're full of tzar. If you satiate it, if you have everything, yechla, you become sick. Im yirav, you become hungry, yechla, you get weak. Im tal b'shen yoyse mitzorko, if you're gonna use it more than you could use it, you dress it, yokut, you get disgusted with it. Im tanuchen yerem, leave it naked, not use it with style, you're gonna be pain. And you're gonna see, no matter what you have, it only causes pain for you. Do you use it? You're throwing it up. Don't you use it? You feel naked. Even while you have it, you can't benefit. Va'oid, you see also Shanagosai, the Briusa v'chole v'chai v'moisav. You see that the way Shanagosai, the way these things which you gave your life for, which the onyon olmazeh, the way it leads you, the Briusa while you're healthy, v'chole while you're sick, v'chai while you're alive, v'moisav while you are dead, in any birtzoincho, it's not like you want, v'loi b'shisech, it's not in authority. Ke'akel, l'anogas v'racho yisal, it all goes according to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have no control over all those things which you're chasing, hasting, and getting, and dedicating your life. Where is the advantage of a neshama over your body? How do you give, where are you inspecting more your neshama over your body? Where are you giving where is the advantage over it? Mala say loma, where do you honor the mala of the world of the neshama ala lomoi, on the world of your guf? Aloma means on the nefesh. Mala say loma, how do you respect the advantage of the world of the neshama ala loma on the world of your body? Voilosa miridosa, how do you pay the elevation of the neshama miridosa, bringing it down? Vrichniusa megashmusa, the benefit of the ruchnisa neshama megashmusa from the gashmus in your body. Vamidosa, and the amida means the establishment of the neshama which stands for emem achalifosa, the new body which always changes role. The kiyuma, and give advantage to make the mikayim de neshama mi pozdoi than to waste them. If shitusai mehar kavosai, shitusa means that his existence, which stays in put mehar kavosai, when it becomes dismantled. The dakas atzma ma'avya, from the refinement of the neshama, which is so dakus ma'avya, from the thickness of your body. But we're not the understanding of the neshama behamusaf in the animalism of your body. The kibula amidas toivois, and through the neshama you receive the high level of midas, mikibula amgunois, when you get from your body the animalistic midas, the grubness. See, when you look in every area, the difference, if you put advantage over your neshama, how much you grow, how beautiful it is, how established it is, and at the same time when you look in the things which you dedicate your life on, all the behemish zachen, what are you getting? You become like a grubber, nothing. And this nothing also passes away. And while it's not passing away, you're full of anger and pain and disappointments. What do you get? And if you put in so much effort and dedication to round your body, with all his lackingness, with all his embarrassment, all his weakness, mazika ve'ilay, that he's so weak and he can't do anything, and he's still putting in so much effort, how much you have to give to the neshama and acharitza shtalv betkones nafshecho, to try to improve your neshama, hachashuva, which is choshev, hanisheres lecho, which remains with you forever, whatever you put in remains forever. That you have been told to do, this is in your hand, there you have bechira, there where you are boira, your old specialty, the man in this world cannot utilize his bechira chofshis and his capability of to be a boira, to be a doer, to be a maker, only in Yoni Rochnius. Where are you affected in this world? Only in Yoni Rochim. The only place where you're affected is in Yoni Neshama. Whatever you do, that's what you have. In Yoni Gufnim, you don't get what you want, and what you get, you lose, and so on and so on. And why do you give all this dedication for the Guf, which is not used, and totally neglecting the Neshama? In Ayin B'tikuneo, and should put in the Bima Ayin, looking in all the curing, B'knoisa Chochma V'vinas, to accomplish more Chochma, more Bina, Kumay Shenemar, and the person says, Emes Knei. Continuously buy emes. I'll think, or don't sell. You know, people buy the diamonds. Why do they buy diamonds? To resell. Emes you buy not for reselling. Emes you create for yourself. Don't buy for emes because you have something but to resell. Keep continue accumulating. Keep buying chokhmah, keep buying business. The one who calls chokhmah, haguritis, mechorus, that's the one who is running after worldly things. Umar Kain de Eh Chokhman of Shekho. Teach Chokhman your nefesh. One says, Im Chokhamto. If you became smart, Chokhamto Loch. For your benefit, you grow out of it. Kloim Shekinyoy Maruchni Mem Shelcho. All these acquisitions, of Ruchni the acquisition, it's all yours. But Yishloel Oysam, Mimchot Zilofcho. Nobody could take it away from you. Kashika Bekinoy Magufim. Like acquisitions of materials, even acquired it. Immediately could lose it, could be taken away from you. But Chochmah, nobody could take away from you. And Chochmah is establishing you, you remain with that forever. With that you go to Olam Habo. This is actually what you are. Who could dispute this beautiful Cheshmah, this self Cheshmah, huh?
Usually when a person doesn't realize that, the cycle of life, of working, you know, making money and this. When he hits bottom, or he goes to a seminar, so he stops for a minute. And then he sees, I mean, what do I give here? I give for my physical needs, and what I give for my neshama. And then he sees that, you know, him.
What's happening then after that? Then he forgets again.
Right.
I get into the rat race. It's a terrible thing. It's such a simple chesm. Such a simple chesm, but you will see a very interesting phenomenon. A person could be old, 80 years old. You would see old people. If they had not made this cheshmin young, when they were young, and they didn't discuss this world, they don't give up. They love the money until they die. They wouldn't give up the money at the age of 80. You know, most people who gave their life away because, you know, because Baruch Hu made soul nature, you love the one who you gave yourself for. But whomever you give, if you give for Hashem, you love Hashem. If you gave yourself over for money, you get loving money. For not, for a blind love. The people's business, they die for business, this is their life for. They die for business, family business, anything which you give your life for, that you love. That's nature, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu created nature. And you can't get out of it. And you speak logic, simple, what do you have from it? And therefore, when we are in business, and we are successful, And we have to do the shtals that you have to do. You have to feel the pinch. What are you doing? Oh, you're going to take away my beautiful. I have to do it. Okay, it's a klala. You have to feel the klala. The real hashlama is while you're doing what you have to do, even for the lechem chuki atrifeini, but you feel the klala. You feel the you feel that, what are you doing? Why do I have to do that? Okay, I have to do it. I'm doing it. It's a mitzvah to do it. I'm doing it. But you feel it's a klala. Okay, then it's so good. But when you feel the kick of it, when you feel, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you're happy. Very good deal, you're happy. We lost the chashm. Even while we balance it, even while lechem chuki, as you say, even while you just work for the lechem chuki, for the man of the day. But even then, you have to feel, you have to crack as a Baruch Hashem. I wish I could have dedicated this life to do something. So therefore, what's the answer? And this is something which I taught my children and telling myself all the time. When we have to make panosa, that's a lechem chukat refein, it's a klal ganzer, that has to do. But when it comes an opportunity that we could make a panosa through amelecha shemayim, that we meanwhile we accomplish something, we improving the world, even if we make less panosa, let's do that. Let's do that. You should always book to do anything. If this is a chinuch, or this is my sechesed, or this is anything that's to do with Yiddishkeit, or even if we have to do with gashmias, but we don't deal with monkeys day and night. We deal with Yiddish people, and where I could somehow leave behind me a trace of Yerushalayim, of excitement, a reminder, a good word. Because we are here for a mission, every day just to accomplish, to be Mekadosh Hashem. Every little unch, every little bit of Kiddush Hashem is in addition to the Kiddush Hashem, which is going to be Zgadah, the Skadah Shmei Rabo, which is going to be Mashiach will come. And all this Kiddush Hashem will be, this Shem Shema will be, this Kar Shakolo Oilam Kuloi, is actually accumulation of this Kiddush Hashem which you're investing. And the more you invest in, the bigger share you have. But to make a living with Chilul Hashem is the opposite. Not only that we're wasting our time, we're not Mekadosh, we don't take a share in the Oilam Atik, in the Sak, in the Oilam Achul Shaddai, and completing the world. But Chas Hashem, we Mechalul Hashem, we take away the Kiddush Hashem, which our fathers and grandfathers, our Rebbeim, had already added into the world, and we're eliminating it. That there is B'nai based on Kavat Chilul, Binyan based on which is a structure. Every Kiddush Hashem is the other brick where we're building the Vais HaShlishi. But our obas have built, we build and keep building them for 2,000 years. But every time we make a chilul Hashem, we take away the brick which they had put up. And we doicha the geula. So if we have ready to work, we have to be wherever we have to be. We have to be always conscious, yes, I'm here, that's my mission, but I have to be Mekadosh Hashem in this role, in this mitzvah, in this position, I have to be Mekadosh Hashem. But without understanding this cheshmit, without having this end goal in front of us, we could never accomplish it. We can never come. We are on a mission here to make him come. And that's the, I think that's the best way to capsulize it, to put it in this context. We will never lose track of it. You always have to remember what is my tachlis. And I keep saying it in my lectures lately. It's a very good line. Just like a businessman, in order to be successful in every department of his business, he has to remember his magic word. What is the success of the magic word? Money, is it? So if you know you are here to make money, you say, no, in the buying department you have to buy cheap, and selling department you have to sell expensive, you know, money. What is the magic word in Yiddishkeit? What is the magic word in me? I have to remember, you know, you have so many departments in life. It is family, private, and business, and this, and that. All kind of, you have many departments in our life. What is the magic word in Yiddishkeit that you always have to remember? You'll be successful no matter which department you are. Sick and poor, rich, and whatever. And say, Kiddush Hashem. You're here to be Mekadosh Hashem. And you could be Mekadosh Hashem 24 hours a day. Wherever you are, you could be Mekadosh Hashem. Right? Be decent and do it. Live it with Cheshm, live with this. Anyone comes to contact, be a good. Now, Kiddush Hashem doesn't mean to be a preacher. All day long, I'm going to say droshes. Because, you know, people say, you're Meshiggah, you freaked out. What happened to you? You went to seminar, you got brainwashing, what's the matter with you? Kiddush Hashem is that you become a role model. That first of all, you be simcha with Tavla Vav, you content. You live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with B'tochum 24 hours. So a person says he deals with you, so even the man is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing upsets him. Nothing. That's number one. If that person who you deal with takes you well, okay, so little by little, one of our mistakes is that we like to spill out everything which we have. Put it out, give it out. Yeah. But you see, this guy, he looks at you, instead of encouraging him to think, says, I don't want to be like you, you freaked out. You know? I don't want to be like you. So you have to know how much to say, how much to talk. You have to know how much to approach. You can't talk to, you stand on Fifth Avenue and take I'm for God and all this missionaries. You have to know how to represent them. Kiddush Hashem has to be in a very, just like a child, you have to feed a child according to capacity. Those people who you're surrounded with, they are little children, they're the infants, they don't know how to accept this lecture that you have to give. So you have to do it very subtly, nicely, and be nice first without anything. Shem Shemaim Shogar Al Piv, yes. And then when the person is opening up and is capable of more, so everyone, according to his capacity, you give him. That's what we are here for. And then we are almost in a mission. So then even when we have a very mundane Gashmizdige thing, which has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit, you're becoming a car driver, or becoming a lumber salesman, or becoming a jewelry, whatever you do, you know, wherever you do, you're a messenger. I remember I used to sell jewelry. I used to travel around, I used to go to storekeepers, and, you know, in a salesman has to give it, you know, to speak about baseball, to speak about golf things. I remember I had in Highland Park, I had a guy, Raspa Jewelers, an Italian, and if you're not allowed to say in a goy, nice guy. You're not allowed, but he happened to be unbelievably nice. I always used to say, I wish this guy's a Jew. I could make a bunch of out of it. And I always used to get involved with religion, and I was just such a nice, edler guy, and such a nice, loving person he was. He was a nice guy, and I was sure that he's not a Jew. He wouldn't be a Jew, would be a Mechai to work with him. But he's a guy, and it wasn't, but even then, I had to do business with him, but I had to represent the Jewish faith, I had to represent what a Yid is. You know, I had to watch it, not to overdo it, not to oversell him, not to entice him to become a Jew, but to get a good image. You know, a Jew is a tricky businessman, they make good money, they're smart, they're clever, he's a guy, you know, and he almost loves to schmooze with me. And I had to change his role. I said, yeah, a Jew is a smart man, yes, because he's always involved in, supposed to be involved in Torah. If he doesn't use for Torah, he uses it for business. But a man is involved in the Tachlis HaBrivah, he has been catered. If a man feels that he's a salesman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have to represent the Kiddush Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem, that this Italian guy has also to find out Mashiach will come Kiddush Hashem. But you have to sell it as you sell it for a guy. So everyone, you have to speak his own language. And at the same time, I remember I went to the Easter and to an old Apikoyus, a Bundist. I remember Apikoyus going like a speed literature guy, spoke as such a small Yiddish, a forward line, or a real Apikoyus. And yet, there was a real Rosh Afatakeh Shinov. You had to represent him in Yiddishkeit too, through Atakeh Shinov. He needed the answers for a Chochab, Tam, Rosh Hashem, and Dalishu. This is what we are, and we're going out to the world. We have to be the soldiers. You have to be trained. That's training, okay, learning. You can't go after daily work without getting training, you know, how to go with your boss. The next guy who sits next to you, you look at the New York Times, and then you're listening to you're looking into stuff, you're looking into this, and you know how to deal with them. You tell them, you bum, look at the Times, it looks at you, what's machine with you. You have to know how to, little by little, to influence them in a positive way. They're retarded, mama's retarded, and we are thinking. So when we know that we are responsible for the world, anyone we coming in contact have to positively to influence him, that takes a lot of homework. The first thing is you have to be content with yourself, to be full. Simcha v'tov levav, you have to be full hearted, you have to accept everything Hashem does to you. Look the matnas elokim, and you yourself have nothing will bother you anymore. We all go through hardships, all of us go through problems, everyone is affected in a different way, in different area. Not to let the events, the pigoya oilam hazeh, the events of the daily things, hardship here, you have it, you shlinger here, you have it this here, you have it that, all the problems, not to let you affect you deeply. If you be simcha tov levav, all this pigoya oilam hazeh, which is hurting really, it's definitely hurting, but you can't be hurt if you're full. Nothing could penetrate into you. If you have a full heart of simcha tov levav Hashem, then you could go on. And then if you, however, the best thing is to fill yourself to so much that you overflow, until you bubble. And that overflow, that feeds the people. Don't empty yourself out. If you just feed yourself enough and then you go out and selling, so they get, and you get empty, and they don't lose it also what you get. What?
Chinuch and hashpah. Chinuch is when you're educating the person, you lecture to the person. Hashpah is, that's the bubbling over. That's the Rabbi Yaakov. He said, hashpah is when people are getting it in the mail from what's...
This is the Chazon Ish said. How you mashpia? You keep filling yourself to such extent until you overflow, and you only give over for the people that you bubble over. But if you have to take away from yourself, you're eliminating yourself, you're minimizing yourself, that's not the point, don't give over, because you have to fill. You have to fill and fill and fill and fill and fill. It's one of the problems that we give away Yiddishkeit of ourselves, we have a little, and then we have to share, and then we share before we fall. You know, I can't give them because I'm missing. they're not supposed to be teaching. They say you have to fill yourself to such extent until you overflow Yiddishkeit. You're bubbling. I would say today you have to be a bubbling Jew. And a bubbling Jew is never, nothing is enough. You could get up in the morning, you could be late at night, you could go here, you could go there. When a person is bubbling, you know, when a person bubbles in business, he could sleep 3 hours, 4 hours, as long as the cash register works and every minute comes in another thousand, he doesn't need the money, doesn't need the food, doesn't need a vacation, he's happy, you know? Everyone is smiling. It's middle of season. Today is the height of season of Yiddishkeit. There was never such a... There's fountains of Madregas which has been given to the smallest little guy. The little student, that's what I said. They said from Mitzvah Gevul, from the Talmid of Hashem, before Moshiach will come, Madregas and Zuchvalgen of the Gas. They're gonna, like stones, they're gonna be, all you have to bend down and pick it up. If I say today, the smallest little guy, nothing with nothing. You could just have to bend down and you could pick up the highest Madregas. It's Shabbos. Rapshi and Tzadik Aleph. Ashloi Shosa. The 13th Cheshvan HaNefesh, the 13th accounting, the 13 arguments, what you should argue with yourself. Cheshvan HaOdem Im Nafshoi, the person should make a Cheshvan with his soul, B'Yisra Nidiyosoi Al Naseyu. That how much is your intellect much greater than your activity? But the Sefer HaKorosoi, and how much is your recognition, how much you know more than you really practice when it comes to serve Hashem. You practice a certain amount of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but are you practicing up to your knowledge? How much more do you know that you do? How much more you had a potential of accomplishing by serving Hashem? Al mashu mishalom, which actually you do, mechavis haboyra al mitzvay sol, but you really pay back for mechavis hakodesh bochon. Mimosho v'zeh, in other words, make a cheshem. Aren't you shortchanging hakodesh bochu? Don't you have much more potential to give than you're really giving? Don't you know much more than the ma'isa you do? Isn't chachmos ariber ma'isa? And this is like imagine. I'm just giving you the mosho. Imagine a very deep king. Very respectful king gives you the honor and visits you at home and says, you know, I'm hungry, please would you feed me? He says, of course. I go to the fridge, you have all kind of foods, you give him 10% which is there, and this would be a tremendous embarrassment. you have beautiful fruit, you have opportunity to feed your majesty the king, and you give him 10% which you could really give. We're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu 5% which you really know. And how much more he could have done? Even what we do is also he could have done. No Moshe was that this would be compared to a slave. Shenosel Adoin of Adom El Yisroya. It gives a different Moshe. A slave which his master gave him a field that he should plant him. Venosel Azerek of Yitzarko, and also gave him seeds. He gave him wheat that he should plant. He gave him the field and the weed, or fertilizer, everything. And what does he do? Vezoras Ktosa. A little bit he planted. Voit Yishar Azerek of Yitzarko. The others he spent him, ate him up, had a party. He parted him out, he ate him up, and he didn't plant him. Akasha pokadadarim sadomo, when his master comes, okay, let me see, you planted field. Motsoyne finds him built his real mikto, so that only a little bit has been planted, most of it is not planted. Inshallah, they ask him, how come? Hoyve bekitsina vino, it's admitting, listen, you know, you gave him 100 pounds, I only planted 5 pounds, 95 I ate up. The chishav imal ma'ashe omar, and the king is making a calculation with him, kizora minazera badomo, how much he really had planted. It took off how much it has been planted. The chishev, and he charged him much for all about atachos. How much he could have done more? It's worth b'shara zera, and it tells him pay me back all the others. In other words, if this 100 pounds of wheat which I gave you would have carried, let's say 100 ton, and you only delivered me 10 ton, the 90 ton is missing. Say pay me the 90 ton, not only the 90 pounds that you did, but all the things which I gave you. The chibel for it tells me you have to pay a kol mashvay sadom ois, everything which the earth could have produced.
Not only this,
I gave you the ground and the fields and the fertilizer and everything and the time, and I'm paying you even for the work, and you steal it for yourself. It's not only getting paid how much it took, you're getting paid how much it would have been grown. The God al machveya v'nichpul rosa, his pain, it becomes tremendous big, and it's doubled his bed. It comes that I only benefited for 90 pounds, and here I have to pay back 90 tons of food.
So in other words, we will feel that we indent HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more, that really we are benefiting. Mechel says also, Ochi, my brother, Roi Loch Lachshoi, Im Lafshecho, it's appropriate that you should make a variation with yourself. Amashecha Noloch Elokim. Ay, this is, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu had blessed you, Naval Noscho, is that you could understand him, as Taros in his story. How much blessings we have, how much potential we have in our capacity to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to understand Torah. And he gave you all the power of your choyles and ability, the froya, to pay back to Hashem what you do to him. And you do what you do with the Mashiach, and what do you do? You did with all the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you, you gave only a little bit, just a little bit the slave had done. Actually, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a beautiful brain, he gave us a beautiful intellect, and he gave us a basic, naive, honesty. We are basically honest. A person is basically a child, is born up a basic honest person. You have all this potential. And what do we do with it? We're not delivering 5%, 10%. Imagine if we would have capitalized, utilized all this beauty that Hashem gave us, we could have become great Ovid Hashem. We could have served, we could be Mekar Hashem Shemayim with so many people. I mean, it's unbelievable when we see people, we totally misuse this beautiful gift, and we give it out where? We give out our intellect to do business. And then excitement, we give it out to our stupidities. Instead of being excited with your brain, with your ruchnias, you're getting excited with your body, with all kind of nonsense, with all kind of shtusim. You're utilizing all the beautiful gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something which every god, which every simple animal would do.
Hashem made it especially like that. He created a teva that if a person would realize what he has to do in this world, he wouldn't work, he wouldn't do business, he wouldn't marry, he would just serve Hashem. Hashem made the stupidity
of Zahar Chushev. No, the justification. That's pure justification. Kodesh Baruch Hu made so that the brain, when he wants to use Avodas Hashem, has to use the body and the stupidity of the body to Avodas Hashem. Not the body should have an independent stupidity. Any body function, any independent stupidity which is not directly connected to Avodas Hashem, doesn't come from above, is cheating. Yes, Hashem made it purposely so for two reasons. Number one, he should have a challenge, not to fight. Number one, that he should have a challenge. And number two, if you won over the challenge, then he has to use your body, to use the excitement of the body to avoid this Hashem. Not in order to be stupid and to feed the body independently. The donkey, the horse, is made here to carry the man. And there's no horse is being kept for the sake of the horse. Never. The horse has to get his food, the horse has to get his sleep to carry the rider. A man is a horse and his rider. The rider is his intellect. It's a shame. That's the intellect. And the horse is his animal, chom. The chom has never rights, never any justification to have an independent good time, not connected to his shame. Never. Because it's like letting the horse loose. Yes, when the shame is riding on the horse, and shame is excited, and shame wants to get excited, says, come on, donkey. Come horse, I feed you. Get also happy in order to serve me, to get me high, to bring me up high. So never.
The home is controlled by the Shem.
Has to be controlled. Not only controlled, it has to be used by Shem. If the excitement of the home, of the body, does not benefit them Shem immediately, then you gotta lose a horse. Now, if you ride on a horse, a horse has his own rights, a horse has his own wants, it sees other horses, wants to run with other horses. Yes, that's right. Society wants to run with them. And it has his own bodily needs. But you control them. You're keeping the reins. You call it holding in the hand. Now, one of the things is you have to control the chum, don't overeat them, don't overfeed them. Because if you overfeed the chum, this body, this horse, it gets intoxicated. And then it doesn't let control by nobody. He starts jumping around. And you hold the mushkot, you lose control over yourself. Because you obey. Anytime when you feed the body a little bit more than he has to, in order to serve the rider, he takes control over the body, over the man. He takes control over the Shem. So even Shemanto Visakshisa says, like, you ate, you got intoxicated. Therefore, the balance is the most important thing. Don't overeat this body, because then he takes control. And don't undereat, because you have to nourish him too, because the more you work with yourself, Hashem wants you to serve him together with the body. The body has to become a part of you. That's the Tchias HaMeisim. But not to give any justification for any independent stupidity for the Chum.
everything has to be justified 100%, and everything has to come with a calculation from above. When you feed that chum, when you feed that body, Shem is not affected. How much you're feeding him, why you're feeding him, what do you want to get the medical benefit out of it in avoid this Hashem? Yes, the chum has to, the animal has to get his benefit, but for the sake of the thing, but not independently. Never. A minute not supposed to be. The opposite. Anytime Tzadikim, Oyvid Hashem knows, anytime when a person loses control over his body, the time, don't give anything for the body. The minute that the body is independent, it's just like what you do, the steering wheel broke off from the car. You know, the steer does not care. What do? You stop the engine. You don't let the car ride. A foot without the steering wheel. If the steering wheel is strong and holds car, let him go. 80 miles per hour. Boom. You're using the engine is the animal. Yeah? The brain is the steering wheel. So if the steering wheel is controlling the engine, let him go 80 miles per hour. Let him enjoy it. But you're steering it. He carries you wherever you want to go. The minute you see the slightest looseness in the steering wheel, the first thing, stop the car, period. Engine, nothing. Go to sleep, boom. You're getting nothing on the road because it's dangerous. Let the body go without the steering wheel of the brain is the most dangerous thing. And the more powerful the body is, and sometimes the steering wheel works well. You know, you have a certain amount of a steer capacity. You learn, you stir, but sometimes this body overacts, gets intoxicated. That's the reason. The steering wheel works to a certain amount, but you can't steer an engine from a tractor trailer. What do? Stop it. Immediately the engine has to be stopped. Never let the engine go without the proper probe-rated steering wheel. It's dangerous. This actually is a cheshman. The cheshman is. He was thinking how much more you could have done. It should be shown to you. You're going to be claimed for everything. You're going to have to give an accounting for every part. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu flows on you good, you know where we are? Shin Tzadik Beis. That's Shin Tzadik Beis. Shin Tzadik Beis. V'roi loch lishtad v'chol kechacho. And it's appropriate that you should be mishtad with all your koyach. V'titrach, and you should work with all your power for it, to repay all your deliveries which you could have delivered to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, hashvois ma'asecho lechochmoscha, beautiful. Well, hashvois, and you have to match up your deeds to your chochma. Va'akoroscho, and you have to match up your recognition imashavshutecho with your effort. In other words, as much as you know, to that extent you have to put in effort. As much as you wise you are, to that extent you have to recognize. You do your deeds. V'hoiser kol torchacho, and make available all your toe and all your work, lasses kefi chokhmah sech, to do it according to your full chokhmah. And usually it's interesting. I mean, I know it from experience. I deal with people and I deal with myself. It's also a person. And we know Kodesh Baruch Hu balances beautifully the body and the thickness of the body, the lowness of the body, with the depth of the brain. The person, the deeper brain capacity he has to understand Chochmo, to that level, to that extent, his animal part becomes eager and gravitates and tougher. In other words, the steering wheel is matched to the engine of the car. Exactly. The greater you are, the Yetzer is bigger. So the greater you are in your potential, your Chochmo, your capacity of understanding, your evil inclination becomes that much bigger. So if a person does not, and most of us, we don't know our potential, our greatness in Ruchnis and spiritual. We have no idea how great you could become. And the only barometer, an indicator how great you could become in Ruchnis, is see how low we are in Gashmi. So we are animals, and we like to feed this animal, and we want it, and we indulge, and we're addicted to it. And it's difficult to get away. It pulls down. It pulls down. It's a seesaw concept, I would say. It's a seesaw, like in a seesaw. It's always there, umazeh. If one is all the way down, the other side must be all the way up. If I see me bodily, physically, all the way down in the dumps, my potential ruchnis is all the way up. All you have to do is start working, get up. If you're getting up, you're going to get on the top of it. You know, that's exactly the concept. A person who has a nice guy, has no gravitation to bad, It's easy to work on himself. He hasn't got a great potential in his head either. The more something is holy, has potential, the more destructive it is. So the man has these two opposite powers. If he's destructive physically, he's more constructive spiritually. And that could be measured by that.
Now this is in Ruchnis. In Gashmis, the Hakara Mishtablus is less. I mean, in terms of like business and like the Bitachan aspect. In other words, he said you have to match for the Hakara with the Mishtablus.
The same thing. The same thing, if a person is very down in his bitochen, and is very worried about himself, and only himself, selfishness, if he should break that, he becomes the most selfless Baal Bitochen person in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Tzadok says, that if a person wants to know where his greatness is hidden, and every person has in a certain area a greatness. And one person, if he breaks himself in the midas ha'emes, the other person breaks himself in the midas ha'zrizas, the other person has a midas ha'kedusha, you know, not to give him temptations. Every person has a different pattern, a different trick where his greatness is. And if you want to know, on what, you know, we have many battlefields in our life. There's many middles, many characteristics which you have to work on. If you want to know where your future potential is, that if you win definitely, then you won all over. Says you should. How do you know where to emphasize and which minute to emphasize, which is the most difficult part of you to overcome? Something which is the most indulged, Meshika Betaivas, the more you are sunk into the Taivas and it's difficult for you to get away, there should be all the guns, all the emphasis to work on that. There is your potential.
Well, you're the most weak.
By the most weak, there is the greatest is the potential. And Reb Tzadok has a beautiful answer, and this is a beautiful advice he gives. You know, it just is like a soldier goes out and there's a war. And he goes out and he sees the enemy's battlefield. He sees 10 battles. 10 battles. He says, where should I emphasize? I can't work on all 10 of them. I could work on 2 of them. You know, which 2 should be emphasized? So see the most difficult ones. Don't go to the easy ones. So, because the laziness in a person says, listen, let's get rid of the easy ones. Mikalala kaved. Let's go from the light to the heavy. We're going
to
get rid of this
one.
If
you get to the hard one, you're going to get killed.
It says, you're never going to get there. So what you should do, so take all your energy, forget about all the easy ones, and focus on the hardest one. And if you want the hardest one, you want all of them automatically. They're like a domino, the all 4, and this mamish damage. And we see we make the opposite, we don't take this advice. Usually we know what we say to ourselves, listen, there's no perfect person in the world. You ever saw a perfect person in the world? So listen, I'm entitled to have one weak point in my life. So this part, I'm feeding myself. I'm working here, I'm beautiful here, I'm beautiful there. So, big deal, this hardest thing, so, do you ever saw a perfect person? So I'm not perfect either. So why should I kill myself? This which is so essential for me, so part of me. But Tzadok says, no, you take the most difficult part of your life, the hardest part of your life, there you take all your guns and fight them. You won over there, you win all the battles. He says, because why is it so difficult? Because that's your most important part. Because the Yetzer Hara knows what part of you to be afraid of. The Yetzer Hara knows if you break through this battle, he lost everything. So what he does, he puts all the guns on this meter. And he lets in all the meters to be easy. Why is the other meters? Because he says, I don't mind you win. This you shouldn't win. This part of your life you shouldn't win. So if you also are afraid that you're putting all your guns on this one, I have to make sure to fight on it. Now you have all the energy to do it, you're going to win. Says the altis nayek. Look what he says here. In order to this chesed, the altis nayek the moisar oilomcho. Don't conduct your life with moisar with excessiveness in this world. Don't feed yourself with excessive part of your life. Why? Pentile, maybe going to become too tired of shalom choyim yisrael, so not going to be able to do what even you have to do. In other words, a person who feeds himself with the permissible things, he's going to get tired that he can't even do what he has to do.
Wasting his time with the thing, and then when
time
to learn Torah, he's going to be tired. That time that he wasted for.
In other words, the person says, listen, I do what I have to do, what I don't have to do, b'mutaloch, I want to go enjoy life and the permissible I want to just. He says, don't do it, because if you let yourself loose in the permissible things, eventually it's going to tire you and keep you, and that you're not going to be able to do what you have to do. What you have to do. How much energy give the Kodesh Baruch to the man? How much he needs for his Torah and for his world. He's a moiety thing about this. He gives a valid cloud of Kayak some of us. Hashem doesn't give the person unlimited Kayak. Doesn't give the person unlimited. Like a soldier sends out to the battlefield, he gets XYZ bullets. That's all what you get. So you have 100 bullets, you could shoot 100 of your enemies. If you don't shoot the most crucial enemies, the 100 first gun, you can't take additional bullets. So Hashem gave to the man Mina Koyach, how much can Kifit Sarkoy, how much the man needs, the Tarosoy, Ulanoma. How much is the man? In anyone who spends this energy in excessive things, which is not important, which he could very well live without them, his kaden is going to miss it. When he will really need it, he's going to miss it. A man is utilizing his energy where it doesn't belong. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives so much energy for a person, so much, so and so, and he misuses it and uses an area where he could get by without it. Then he's going to miss it. He's not going to be able to use his energy where he really has to put in. But don't let yourself be hanged. Maybe, who says so? Blue means blue. Alavai. Maybe, the Simon is going to say, Louis got to the. He's explaining himself. Don't get yourself hanged. I mean, don't mislead yourself. What does mean blue? But tell me, you're going to say, Lu he got this lemale kach bekach min amon vechachma yisim mishal kol mashen chay min avoy lebo yisrael. If I would have had so much money, so much chachma, I would have done this and this and this, which I have to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Lu haya lekhetzer.
Yeah, Lu, if I would have it. So don't say if. You ask a person, why do you spend this thing? Why spending it? Why are you wasting your time? Says, well, if I would have been a chacham, if I would have had this and this, I would have wasted. I would have given it for Torah. But I'm stupid anyhow. I might as well pay chairs. I might as well waste time. Don't say if, Lou, if I would have. But David is having advorin. To what is it compared? Can advorin? Can divrei ksavim? It's all bluff. This is all false. Yisah, only the one who's going to be mistaken is Yisah Atzmei, who lets him being hanged with this hypothetical argument. The yipol mishenish aleihem. And anyone who relies on this argument, he will eventually fall. This is one of the greatest of the mistakes. Bale Mashkoin, Asher Chatov Shara B'Tochen. Shara B'Tochen, the Chovei Salomon speaks there, and brings the moshel that in the Bale Mashkoinos, the one who's being given to hold, you know, Hashem gives you body, gives you energy, gives you wisdom, and so on and so, to do accomplish certain thing. And he says, I have time, eventually it's falling away. Because we always come with this, Lu the Ulai, maybe so, maybe if I would have had this, if I would have had this, I would have done so. So every time when you argue with somebody, why don't you do something? Yeah, for you, it's easy to talk. If I would have had your upbringing, if I would have had your made, if I would have had this, I would have also been. There's no such a thing. Everyone could be anything and everything. Just harness it, just work it, just invest it as much as you can. Ishomelocho, be careful, Pentico Henilo Tiny Locho Villa Maslo. Make sure, don't use it for an argument and for an excuse. It says, Shamalok, I'm warning you. Don't use these arguments that maybe if I would only have. Don't use it for an argument or a maslo and for an excuse. You are like any other sinner who tinas this. If you rely on this kind of excuses, you're a full sinner. Don't think that you could get by with these excuses. You know, we use really these excuses. We don't use an excuse in Yom Kippur. It's very interesting, you know. We have a lot of excuses to ourselves. But when it comes in Kippur, it comes to our head, we don't excuse ourselves. Hashem, I'm wrong. When do you use an excuse? Before, you know, what should I get up or shouldn't get up? Oh, I'm getting into myself. We always use the excuse to get what I want, the short, immediate gratification. Then we use the excuses. But then we're regretting it. Says, I know it was only an excuse. I know it was only a thing. So when you use the excuse, you're going to be fully responsible for that. Iqvaridato, that you know, she'ene matzele soysim in the oynish. All these excuses will not rescue from your punishment. Like Shlomo Melech says on the teeth, lo yivuzu leganov, ki ignav lomal en afshakirov. It's not going to help to the ganov when he's going to steal. Because he feels his nefesh in order to say today. A ganov cannot, when nimtzu yisharon shivsoim, we're going to have to take 7 times as much as he took. If a person uses an excuse to benefit himself from the pleasures of this world, eventually he's going to pay 7 times more. The truth of the matter is, anytime he watches himself in his past very carefully, there's Goko Protis, and you will see it's unbelievable. Every time, unfortunately, we can't even make the cheshbon because we don't recognize that we were wrong to begin with.
But if we recognize that we were wrong, that we took a certain pleasure from the world which it was not justified, we took more pleasure than it's coming to us. In other words, the pleasure was available, it's b'moyselach, it's excessive, and it's even mutter, even allowable. But you just fed yourself more than you. It's just like food. When you eat, you're hungry, you eat. You're supposed to have a good appetite, and you eat yourself away, your belly hurts. Now, you know why it hurts. You know why it hurts? Because you ate too much. Now, is eating too much so terrible? But bear the consequences. You ate more than you have to, it hurts. Same thing, when you take pleasures, me'olam hazeh, even permissible pleasures, any permissible pleasure, you take more, you know, should know you're going to get hurt. And if we watch our life, we will see all of us, we're getting hurt. And we see the hurt which we're getting after is far, far, 7 times more than the benefit which we got. And if we continuously learn in the past, I mean, a lot of times you have a certain akmos nefesh from a person, you got a certain hurt, you probably had a certain pleasure of the person, which you shouldn't have had. You had a certain advantage, you took a certain credit that a person shouldn't have. Now you get it 7 times back. And you see it in the past many, many times. It works. And why? The better you read the past, then you keep it as a good, and a new nisoyin comes up, a new test comes up, says, hey, don't be a pig. Don't take more than you have to, you're going to pay a big price for that. Even the Ganav knows that I just took it because I needed the money for food. And his needs brought him to bring somebody else's money. Even then, he could justify it. He's not going to be rescued because he needed, in order he was hungry, therefore he stole money, he still has to pay double back. Even more, other sins, which is not such a necessity as the Ganav. The Ganav is hungry and steals food in order to satiate his hunger. He's the most justifying title which he takes. I'm hungry, I need it. And even then he pays 7 times more back and is punished for that. Kolshkin, other chotem, other sins, which there's no justification to begin with. Why should you steal? How much more we would have to pay back?
That's funny. Like when you like certain friends, you know, like let's say you're empty at home, let's say, and you get to like certain friends, you have imagination there, so and so and so and so. You fool actually yourself. If they are not, you fool yourself.
Absolutely.
But in the sense, the tata'ot, I used to say,
the outcome
is, you know, you see, yeah. I mean, the long run, it takes a long time sometimes to realize that they're not what you imagine.
But you make false illusion in order to justify, in order to do what you want to do. So yeah. We come with all kind of false cheshbonos.
So then the person gets hurt himself.
He hurts himself. Al kan defo simlach u'arichos azois l'sholol. This goes on what you said before. Don't rely yourself on the false accusation. Maybe if I would have had. Al kan simlach u'arichos azois l'sholol. But therefore put this argument. Totally disregard his arguments that it's no such a thing. But oich tuchal lefroid, as long as you could still pay back to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashiach Tachay Balabari Yom Yom. Don't postpone all this. I mean, totally. Shalom means totally eliminate these false arguments which you think you could fabricate. Why to justify it? In order you should be able to pay back. Shetuchal lefroid Mashiach Tachay Balabari Yom Yom. You should be able to pay back to Kodesh Baruch Hu on the daily. Don't delay today's activity for tomorrow. Why?
Maybe he's not going
to
be here tomorrow.
Not only for that, because the tomorrow has to deliver his own deliveries. Every day he has his own delivery. He has to give an accounting for every day. Every day has his production. And if you say, well, I have time tomorrow. What's that time tomorrow? Tomorrow is his own day. Never mind, you live tomorrow. But if Hashem gave you all of them, you have to deliver. Now, obviously, if I messed up today, try to make it up tomorrow, double, and do tshuva. But never say, listen, today, let me go easy today. Tomorrow, I'm going to make it up. But you're going to make whatever you could make up tomorrow. That's the duty of tomorrow. That's the production of tomorrow. But he says, don't delay the deeds of till for tomorrow. Why? It's going to be too heavy for you to pay back double tomorrow. Even in Tagiyana Machras, even if you're going to come to tomorrow, maybe you're never going to reach it tomorrow, but even you reach it tomorrow, who says you could do it? We see a Menoish, we see a Me'anoshav, we see a Menoishav, Actually, that's the property of Menoshav, not Man Noshav. V'tiyah Menoshav, you're going to become indebted for the lack which you producted, which you produced. In other words, you have been given material and you didn't produce, so you're going to make it up tomorrow, but tomorrow you're not going to be able to do it. So you're going to be indebted. Menoshav means Loshen, you're going to be claimed to pay what just has been given. Noshav means Loshen, that you shouldn't, don't collecting. You're not going to be able to pay back. The koshim is there, and even worse will become if you delay it for tomorrow. If you die before tomorrow, it's going to come your end. The seitzar alecha maslo, and this excuse will totally be eliminated. We see posek tanoslo. You're not going to have any kind of argument because you know who told you to put it away for tomorrow. Ke oilam, because the whole world is kishuk. It's just like a market day. It's just cabbage. It's people get to collected, and you meet people, you make business exchanges, and all of a sudden it comes to an end, the marketplace comes to an end, and when it comes to an end, finish, you can't. And Misha Socher Virviach, and the one who made business in the market day, Sreach, he's happy. Misha Hipsit, and the one who wasted his days, is Chore, he is regretting. Akin Mokokom Difel Chokom says, Zuchoyres Baracho, remember you created by Mimei Mechuresech while you're still young. Then is the time of the marketplace, then is the time of production. Until it's not going to come, there are bad days when you're old, sick, helpless. Because if you don't utilize your youthful koyach to produce what you have to, when you're getting old, you're getting that much weaker. It's so sad to see. So sad to see. When you deal with old people sitting in nursing homes, in Moshe Skenim, old age homes, those we call it the Forvet liners, those who used to read the Forvet newspaper in Yiddish, and the Pekosish newspaper, they're all empty guys. You see the Jewish, they know so much, and you try to talk to them a little bit, you know, make about tshuva from an old guy. It's almost not possible. So the man is all the time, he sees your face, that he cries on his children, he lost them, grandchildren lost them, but he will not regret one little bit what he did in the youth. Sometimes think, oh, I got old, you know, at least he sees the truth, he smells this, grave already, at least he's regretting it then.
So the Pirkei Avos about Ner Chodesh.
Yeah. You can't, because if you don't work with Mei Bechur Yosech, when you don't work with your fresh, young energy, when you neglect it, then you into Hevel Oilem Hazeh, into stupidities. When you're getting old, there's nobody who to talk. Nobody who to talk. And you see it in every midah, in every character. I mean, you see a person who worked in the youth and a midah continuously, when you're getting old, he wins. The Maral says, why do you respect old people? It's the Seva talking. Why do we respect old people? Because the old people is like an old general who won many wars. And you give medals. I mean, a person who works on his life, to work on his bad meters, and he's always working, so even he's sometimes losing while he's young, because his animal overpowered him. But how long can the animal overpower a person? As long as he's young. But the older he gets, the animal gets weaker. So since he's a fighter from his youth, it comes out, his fighting capacity gets more and more experience, and his enemy gets weaker and weaker. So the older he gets, the more fine he becomes, the nicer he becomes, he wins more and more wars, right? Because he has long experience, he's working always with his Yetzer Tov, with his Torah, with his intellect. At the same time, the body Yetzer Hara, as he gets older, gets weaker and weaker, therefore it's a respected general, because a good old general, he wins world, 1, 2, 3, with Nisei talking. But you see, those people who did not fought the war when they were young, they gave in to the animal, and they're getting old, the animal is nothing, and they can't win. And that's what Chazal said, when Mashiach will come, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will slaughter the Yetzer Hara. And the Tzadikim, the Hashem, everyone going to look, this is my enemy, this guy I was fighting all my life. And both will cry, the Tzadikim will cry, and the Hashem will cry, both will cry. The Tzadikim, Yirem Kahar. The tzaddikim, they're going to see it on like a mountain, and the Yetzer Tov, they will see the kechut asar, the thin like a hair, and the tzaddikim will cry, how could we fight such a big mountain? How did he do it? How does it pass? Only Hashem helped us. Imagine a person was involved in a very nasty accident, a total write off, and he came out 100% alive. Went to the hospital after a little while, he comes back, he looks at the car meshed up like a thing. He starts crying. How did I get out of here? Same thing. The tzaddikim, when they're going to see the big Yetzer Hara, the monster, which they were, how did I get out of this Yetzer Hara? And the Rishon, they're going to cry, says, this little nothing, I couldn't step on it. So the Maisa, who is really the Yetzer? Is it big, is it small? It's the same Yetzer Hara for the tzaddikim and for the Rosh. So is it big, is it small? The answer is,
Hence, for the Yitzhar Hara, for the Tzaddik, he's stuck a big. Why? Because the Tzaddik fights the Yitzhar Hara from his early youth. He took on this fight when Yitzhar Hara was stuck a month. When he's younger, he will fight. And for him, he's afraid of this enemy as a youngster. So when he's old, he still fights this. He's afraid of it. He's a Yorechet, because he knows the Yitzhar Hara. That Rosha didn't fight the Yitzhar, gave in to the Yitzhar, became his friend. Okay. This Yitzhar doesn't have to work on him at all. When he's old, his body is weak, has no time, he just does for the veil, just for the sake of it. It's nothing so thin, he just does it anyhow. So Lamaise is he's fighting nobody, and still he's totally subservient to his Yitzhar Hara, and that's what he sees. He sees there's nothing there, he cries, there's nothing I couldn't overcome, and he could see it because that you could talk to old person, you can't persuade him to keep shavs, you can't persuade him to anything. Why? You're doing nothing anyway. Why do you have to what? He doesn't know. He can't help it. Barbosa, the 14th cheshbon is cheshbon o'odam im nafsho v'esav. When a person makes a cheshbon with his soul, v'esav also in a toys nafsho, it lois rucho and mishu shoy v'men shu ha'ave k'moiken. When a person is involved with his lover, as a friend, or his wife, or his husband, when a person totally is in love with the other person, he makes a cheshbon, when he really loves the person, and he gives his life, his bottom of his spirit to the other person, I'll call me to anyone, which he, shoy means that he is expecting, he evaluates, should have it that he loves him just come like it. If you know that person loves me so much, you give everything of yourself to him. When you know when a person loves you very deeply, very much, you are eager to give everything away to him, because that's the way it works. Just like the water is mirrorizing your face, and the way you show yourself in the water, that's the water shows you back. If you smile him, it smiles you. If you cry, it cries you back. So is also the face of a person to person. Oh, it's a typical muscle, it's a beautiful muscle that you have. I'm just bringing it in, the time is short. You ever heard that Moshe? That once a farmer, a Russian farmer, a peasant, never saw civilization. He heard in Moscow, a beautiful city, nice hotels, nice beautiful things. So he takes money. He says, once I want to have a good time, I want to see the beautiful hotels, beautiful places. He goes to Moscow, checks into one of the most beautiful hotels, and checks in by the downstairs. He checks in, and says, you got a key, third floor, this is the room. Fine, he's very excited, he's going to meet nice people, and he starts going up the staircase as he comes to the first platform, and there's a big mirror in front of him. He never saw a mirror in his life. And he's all nervous who he's going to meet, he's going to do that, and he comes up, he's all anxious who he's going to see, and he comes up and sees the guy, looks in his face, angry. He looks him back, why is he angry? And he's more angry, he's angry back. And he starts, what does the guy want, what does he want from me? Why does he want to be so angry? He shows me such a sour face. He says, after he got away from this guy, he runs away from the staircase. He makes the next flight up. There's again a big mirror. The guy is back again. He's chasing me. And he becomes even more angry. The guy is more angry at him. And then he starts making faces to him. Like, what do you want from me? So he makes faces back. So, wow, this is Moscow. This is a big place. This is where people come. He runs away from him again. Says, are crazy people. They're all chasing me. And he goes the next day, there's a big mirror again. The guy's after him again. And he starts yelling. The guy yells back, screaming, and he makes faces. He wants to punch him. He's punching him back. So he goes down and says to tell people, listen, I'm sorry, I came to have a good time. You have a bunch of nasty people and you're chasing me from all over. But every guy, so what do you mean you're chasing me? He says, the guy's yelling and screaming and showing me faces. Well, what's going on here? So the guy understood that this is a peasant. He never saw a mirror. He sees himself. He says, listen, no, there's many bad guys in this hotel, but there's very nice smiles guys. So the minute you meet the guy, all the first thing you do is smile to him. That's all. You will see that the minute you smile, he will smile you back. So make sure you will see that you're going to meet all the nice guys. The guy makes a slide back again, sees the guy, says hello, smiles him back, smiles boy, smiles him back. He starts him back. It's beautiful, dude. We don't realize that when we go around this world, we have so many problems with people. It's our image. We're fighting our own image. It's your attitude. If you have a good attitude, you have a positive attitude, everything is positive with you. If it's a negative attitude with you, everyone is negative to you. And it's the first thing that you have to realize. It's nothing but to blame the world for. The world is, there's no world. Everything is you. You are Bishvil Nivra Oilam. The way you look at the world, that's the world comes from. This is the Cheshbon it says. So Cheshbon Hashem, that if you give to this person what you feel you have a positive to this person, because can be a Isha Husar Gnogid. Imagine if the person would be a big minister and a big rich man. Of course you're going to be nice to him. And if you're going to be nice to him, he's going to be nice back to you. Yosem is there. Kishir Mani, if you're going to see if another person also out there, Makravosav Avtochos, you see that the person who you have to be nice to, you see that he wants to be close to you. He is promising the person makes it you good, makes kindness with you. The Bli Tzarechel, he doesn't even need you. He's nice to you, he doesn't even need you. Shleiter Dani Dover Mavosav, that nothing could take away from his loving Velaniach Mechol, that nothing could take him away from his capacity and Avshoi. Mumor. Aber die Zähne Kula bei Mitzvoi Sivar Vedos, he spends everything of himself, just the Mitzvah is in the world. This Nadav Ben Avshoi, and he will give, will be generous his, from his life, but more of it is money, more of it is children, big Mulo. He will do everything very generously give. Vekim Shenasa Zeh Lenivra Chol Shkomoini. And if this thing is being done to us, that everything is nice to us, everything is given to us, Hashem is providing us to a person like me, which I'm nothing. How much I have to pay back for it? This is all what the Kodesh Baruch Hu does. In other words, when we are angry at Hashem, we have a wrong attitude to Hashem, is because we don't recognize how much Hashem smiles to us and gives us and feeds us and does it when we're not deserving. And the way Hashem handles us, at least we should handle back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. How much you have to pay back to Kodesh Baruch Hu is Baruch Asher Dioni Anovich, the Novi told us, Ki you are oivas, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Loi merub ha mekol am choshek Hashem. Not because you're more than all the other nations. Therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu had wanted you, V'yivcha b'chem, he chose you. Not because that you are better than the Goy, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ki mehaves Hashem esom, because Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you. All the things that Hashem does to us is as a love as Hashem has to us. So when Hashem behaves with us and in conducts his attitude to us with love, how much do we have to appreciate back Hashem with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Where is the command ponim al ponim? Hashem could go by without us. He doesn't owe us anything. And he does everything for just loves us. Where do you give it back? The fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu had notified us that outside what Hashem told us clearly, that he does everything for us but just because he loves us. But you really, we saw pure, absolute pure signs how much he loves us, how much he helps us. Chodoshim Gam Hashanik, all those new events come up every day, how much Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, and old ones. With all the things that he made us close to him and he promised us in every generation, even when they are in the nations of the enemies, even then Hashem says, and not totally disgust them and not totally despise them in order to destroy them. We saw the greatest chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu while we were in the deepest golus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hurting us the most, even there we saw the gewaldige chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For it says, we are slaves, but Abdu Seinu, in our slavery, Lo Zuvune Elokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not abandoned us. In the greatest slavery, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had enslaved us, in the greatest Holocaust, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu never abandoned us. In Mashloma Sinya Zeh, and to complete the Sinya, Kemina Duyat Misnofa, Shemisho Hoyo, Reha, Abba Yisena, Abba Yisena, anyone who was a friend of our father, of our grandfathers, I know this was a good friend of my father. I would always remember his friendship, and I would be very good to him. Shomer Chol Kuvos says, "The Achav Reavichal Tazav." Don't let go your friend and the friend of your father. Hashem is good to us. He's good to our fathers. I've got four fathers. So Hashem is our old friend. Not only I'm owing it to him, but he was good to me. How much was it owed to my parents? Boy, this Baruch Maskel and Bris Avosin Vashgachosel and Bavuram Lohokim Boris Emoim. Kodesh Baruch Hu always reminding us all the friendship in the Shgoch which had with our fathers. Kodesh Baruch Hu Mishomer Sashua Shenishbar Avsechem Harbe Kaze. You see, Kodesh Baruch Hu may continuously remind us about the friendship which he had to himself and to our fathers. Good day.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.